These are our final thoughts. Mike, your key to the game.
Well, it's a pretty simple one, but I say it's tackle. You can see what the weather looks like here, and they're talking pretty extreme weather conditions for Sunday. Wind, snow, who knows what else is going on. In the bad weather like that, missed tackles can be easy to come by, and missed tackles are what lead to big plays and can change the game. The Packers have had their tackling issues off and on, obviously, during the season. They need to tackle the Steelers, particularly the wide receivers. They need to get those guys on the ground and get Ben Roethlisberger on the ground when you have a chance to tackle him. And he's tough to tackle even in good weather.
Yeah, Antonio Brown and Emmanuel Sanders showed what they can do on that last play against Miami 2 weeks ago when they were running all over the field and lateraling and everything.
Yeah.
Hey, if Sanders doesn't step out of bounds, I think it was Sanders, they win the game.
Yeah.
These guys can run after the catch, so yeah. You stole my number one thing. Tackle. You cannot miss tackles in the open field against these guys, or it's going to turn out badly. Now, since Mike took tackle, which I believe tackle the man with the ball and get him on the ground, which I believe is of critical importance, my most critically important key to the game is rush the quarterback. The Steelers' offensive line woes are ongoing. They're trying to find guys to fit into their future plans. They've got a young man, a second-year player, Kelvin Beachum, at left tackle, their premier position on the offensive line. He's going to be up against Clay Matthews. More on that later. Ben Roethlisberger is a guy who will cough it up if he gets pressure, because he's a guy who will force the ball. He wants to make plays. So, and he's a guy that's vulnerable to strip sacks too. So that's my key to the game. Rush the quarterback. Injury report with Dr. Spofford.
Well, as we all know, Aaron Rodgers out for another week, so it's Matt Flynn at quarterback for the Packers. Also, as far as defending the run, the Packers have lost Johnny Jolly, most likely for the rest of the season. And C.J. Wilson is back, or he was back at practice this week after missing a few games with an ankle injury. Wilson is questionable, and also with Jolly's injury, Josh Boyd, the rookie out of Mississippi State, could be a factor in the run defense. And tight end Brandon Bostic for the Packers out for the rest of the season. He needs surgery on his foot, so look for possibly some more pass routes from Ryan Taylor and the rookie Jake Stoneburner out of Ohio State. For the Steelers, they have 8 players on the injury report, all listed as probable. They're getting defensive lineman Brett Kiesel back, the man with the beard.
Mm-hmm.
He's back for Pittsburgh. They did place Lamar Woodley at outside linebacker on injured reserve this past week, so Woodley is out, and the rookie Jarvis Jones is going to be in the spotlight for the Steelers.
Yeah, Woodley has probably played his last game for the Steelers. My player to watch is Clay Matthews, and here's why. Big-time players make big plays in big games, and this is a huge game at the end of the season. Hopefully, the Packers have 2 huge games left.
Yeah.
And I think that the Packers have a big, big mismatch with Clay Matthews working against Kelvin Beachum, and I'm not trying to get on Kelvin. He's a second-year player, and he's a little bit out of position at left tackle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was supposed to go to Mike Adams, a second-year player, but he wasn't ready.
Okay.
So the Steelers have to address that in their future. Right now, as it's going to be this Sunday, I think the Packers have a huge mismatch between Clay Matthews and Kelvin Beachum, and I think Matthews is going to have a big game.
All right, and my player to watch for the Packers is Eddie Lacy. Everything about the weather, the time of year, this game, what it means, Matt Flynn at quarterback, everything says the Packers are going to lean on Eddie Lacy. This is Eddie Lacy against Le'Veon Bell, 2 running backs who were drafted 13 picks apart. The Steelers like their guy. The Packers like their guy. Lacy, once again, was dealing with that ankle injury during the week. He did not practice until Friday, but he is probable. He's expected to play. He didn't practice last week much either, and he still went for 141 and a touchdown in Dallas. So I say Eddie Lacy's the man.
I can't accurately express how cold I am at this moment. Do you have anything more to say?
I'm just going to say we'll sign off for now so Vic can go get warm. Stay with us on Packers.com for your quarter-by-quarter updates during the game. Ask Vic halftime. He'll be up in the press box a little bit warmer, taking care of that. And stay with us after the game for post-game press conferences, post-game stories, all your post-game coverage on Packers.com. Thanks for watching, everybody.